Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Monday, August 7. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueSign.com. Well, today, electric vehicles. Can we build or power them? So I just received my monthly home energy report. Now you may receive something similar from your electric company. It's a report that shows me how much electricity I used last month and how my home compares to all the others in the neighborhood. It shows how I compare to the most energy efficient homes and the average energy user and, heaven forbid, the most extravagant users of electricity. Now when I use less electricity, the report applauds my effort. It says things like, yay, good job, and so on. I've always thought that this is odd. How is it that an electric company, a company whose main function is to deliver electric power to its customers, now wants us to consume less? Imagine if Apple Computer encouraged us to purchase fewer iPhones, or Meta wanted us to visit their website less often. It's a sure road to eventually going out of business. Simply put, businesses that want their customers to purchase less of their goods or services eventually reach a point where they no longer operate. Generally, this happens because the consumer no longer wants what they're selling. The American business landscape is littered with companies that provide goods and services that have become outdated. Bought a slide rule lately? Or a hula hoop? Neither have most Americans, and so these products are no longer manufactured. But in our economy, it has traditionally been the consumer who has made that decision. But today, when it comes to electric production, it is now the producer who is advocating that we cut back. That's strange. Now, as it turns out, that's only the beginning of the strange things that are occurring in the electricity market. In the last 20 years, we've had two administrations that have made a conversion to electric vehicles the cornerstone of their energy policies. First with President Obama, and now with President Biden, they are attempting to move the country to adopt more EVs as a way to provide, in Biden's words, quote, cleaner cars and trucks. After just 8 months in office, President Biden announced the most ambitious plan to move America towards plug-in transportation. The numbers reveal just how ambitious a plan this is. In just over 6 years, Biden proposes that fully one half of all the cars and trucks in the country be electric. Okay, Biden wants half of American cars to be electric. What would that look like? Currently, America has slightly over 260 million cars on the road nationwide. Half of that would mean that we would need to have 130 million electric vehicles produced in the next 6 years. Currently, the total number of electric vehicles in the country is roughly 2.3 million, or about 1% of all the cars on the road. This means that we need to produce about 125 million new electric vehicles by 2030. That's Biden's target year. We'll ignore for the moment how we discard those 125 million gas vehicles that we're going to replace with EVs. Now, the most significant electric vehicle producer in the nation is Tesla. Tesla makes slightly over 1.3 million vehicles a year. So if we add 100 Teslas between now and 2030, we should just about make the president's goal. Are you beginning to see this strangeness? So, add 100 more Teslas, and we'll make the president's production levels. And that's only half the story. Remember that each one of these new electric vehicles will need to charge up somewhere. Somehow, to make all of this work, we'll need to have enough electricity to power 200 times more electric vehicles than we have currently. This will mean plants of whatever type, natural gas, oil, renewable, and perhaps even coal, to produce the electricity, and stations to charge all the electric cars. As you can see, this is turning into an incredibly ambitious project, ranking up with past national initiatives like the Continental Railroad, the Interstate Highway System, and putting a man on the moon. All national goals were the country united to build a better America. So how is the Biden initiative on electric vehicles proceeding? And why in this immense buildup in electric capacity is my electric company encouraging me to use less? I'll be using the latest numbers from a report entitled America's Electric Generation Capacity by the American Public Power Association, and you can find the links at ValueSide. Now, the first thing to recognize in looking at the U.S. use of electricity is that we are the most electric nations on Earth, pun intended. Each of us individually uses more than 12,000 megawatts of electricity each year. What's interesting here is that we've been reducing our electric consumption lately, just like my power company wants me to. Per capita electric use for the last 10 years ending in 2020 was down 8% from the decade before. And more recently, the rate of reduction has increased. The country as a whole reduced its usage of electricity by almost 3% in the 2 years from 2019 to 2021. That's a remarkable reduction in just 24 months. But we're going to need much more than conservation to power those 125 million new electric vehicles that President Biden wants to put on the road. We need to add a substantial amount of new electric production. And here, some of the projections may get confusing. You may have read that the country was on the road to add somewhere around 12 to 15% new electric plants this year. Unfortunately, that's not turning out to be the case. First came the cancellation of 30,000 megawatts of proposed new wind and natural gas-powered production. The cancellations of these new plants has reduced proposed new electric production to just 27 megawatts to be added this year, instead of the over 50 megawatts initially planned. But there's more. As part of the Biden administration's green initiatives, they are closing coal-fired plants at double the past rate. More coal power is to be taken offline during Biden's term in office than ever before. This year, 11 megawatts of coal-powered electricity will be shut down. This makes the net addition to electric power this year just 16 megawatts, not the 27 megawatts projected. This is a mere fraction of the 4,000 terawatts that America currently produces, and far below the amount that would be needed to meet Biden's electric vehicle goals in 6 years. Now, politicians often embellish, setting hard-to-reach goals for the country. But today, President Biden has crossed a line between the difficult but doable and the unreasonable. One would hope that Biden's proposals for adding new substantial number of electric vehicles would have been matched with the corresponding goal of adding new power sources for them. Instead, the president positions the country to add all new transportation without the power to move them. And that's the Value Side for Monday, August 7th. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Rovell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.